Bruce Saul Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. If you want to don't talk yet until I turn your microphone on. All right. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call at 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Twitter hashtag BH Sports. Facebook.com/ Bruce Hall Sports. You can join us. Send us an email, BruceHallSports@gmail.com. And Bruce is at Bruce Hall Sports. And we also have Sports Man Cave on the line with us right now. Roy Edwards, take it away.
Roy.
Yes, sir.
Southern Maryland. 100 degrees.
Bearing the heat.
Yeah,
yes.
But you know what? The picture that you put on your Twitter little thing, it looks pretty comfortable to me.
Yeah,
I mean, you're like
bad.
Chilling. You're kind of in a little area where you've got like little sun protection. And, and you can feel that 1 mile an hour breeze, can't you?
I can, yes.
Are you sweating, yes or no?
Absolutely, of course.
Oh, you are sweating. Well, that's good. So you can consider this your workout for the day.
That's right.
Now, listen, I'm going to get back to the standings. We're going to talk, we're going to talk a little bit about the All-Star game that's coming up Tuesday at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City at the new stadium. And, you know, it's one of the few All-Star games I'll miss. Now, our Cal Ripken Collegiate Baseball League All-Star game is Wednesday. So it's going to be real interesting what's going on this week. A lot of baseball at a lot of different levels, and I'm excited about it. I'm going to go back over the American League. New York, Baltimore. New York, Tampa Bay, Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit, Texas, L.A. I'm going to scratch Cleveland. There's no way they make it. Either New York, either New York or Texas, with Chicago being maybe a little bit of a dark horse there. Those are the only three teams that have a chance to win the American League pennant, in my opinion. So get your butt out to Southwest Airlines. Make your plane reservations. Give them a call. Get on website. Go to Vegas. Bet on one of those three or bet on all three of them. Guarantee you can get some good odds. You can probably go online now and find out what they are. In the National League, you know what? The more I see of these Washington Nationals, buddy, the more I'm a believer. I think that San Francisco and Washington will play for the National League pennant this year. I think that Pittsburgh has a chance to win the Central Division, but Cincinnati has maybe as good a chance, if not a little bit better. I don't see the Dodgers doing it because I don't see them having enough pitching or enough hitting to beat, you know, to end up beating the Giants in the West.
I agree. I think the Dodgers are too up and down. They've had too many injuries. Who knows what Matt Kemp's going to be like when he comes back? They rely too heavily on, you know, bursts of offense, and I just don't think they're stable enough to make a run.
Well, Andrew Ethier just went on the DL. To join Matt Kemp on the DL. And they still won last night. Now, you know, granted they're not beating the best teams in the league. They're beating the Diamondbacks, who have been anything but what they were last year, which was the division winners. You know, they almost went to the World Series of Diamondbacks. They had a great year. You know, Kirk Gibson and that crew out there, I mean, they're ball players and they're good baseball people. And Kevin Towers brought them a winner in 1 year. But I don't see him doing it this year. I really don't. Let's talk a little bit about the pitching in the American League. The greatest thing about the Baltimore Sun newspapers is that they always put some neat stuff on their sports page. When you look at the American League standings every day, they have something different. The best earned run average by a starter and a relief pitcher. For the New York Yankees, and this isn't surprising, Hiroki Kuroda has a 3.17 ERA. He's 8-7, okay? But he's got their lowest ERA. Obviously, they don't support him with as many runs as other starters. Rafael,
and it doesn't help that they play in a T-ball stadium that balls just seem to fly out of.
No, it doesn't, but it does help that they score 4.5 runs a game. Rafael Soriano, 1.72. He's their closer now. Now, Baltimore, Jason Hamill, who failed in his attempt yesterday to become the additional, you know, the voting guy for the American
League.
Yeah, and I'm glad he didn't make it because he's not that good. 3.43 ERA. He's 8-4. Jim Johnson is their best player. This closer they have, it's what, 6'7", 6'8". He throws 96, 97, 98 miles an hour. Has a 1.24 ERA. He is their best pitcher, period. Tampa Bay has David Price. He's the best. He has the best, one of the best ERAs in the league. In the East, he probably has the best ERA as a starter. 2.82, 11-4 record. David lost the other night, unfortunately, and I had them. Hello. Thanks, Dave. I really appreciate that. Fernando Rodney, who used to be with the Tigers, his ERA is the closer now, I guess, for Tampa Bay. His ERA is 0.96. He's an all-star. Josh Beckett, who somehow hangs in there to continue to get $10 to $15 million a year and is a very good hitter, but he plays in the American League, so we'll never see him hit. 4.06 ERA. He is Boston's starting ERA leader. You know what his record is, Roy?
What's that?
4-7. Boston sucks. Scott Acheson is their best relief pitcher, ERA 1.47. Toronto's got Brandon Morrow, who has pitched well all year. 3.01 ERA. His record is 7-4. Darren Oliver. Do you know how old Darren Oliver is? I'm going to let you look it up, Roy, since nobody's really watching us on TV right now. Darren Oliver, 1.48 ERA. He's 40 or 41 years old, easily. And he is Toronto's best earned run average relief pitcher.
He's 41 years old.
Was I close? 40, 41, yeah. Was I close?
You were pretty close.
The Chicago White Sox. Chris Sale has had a phenomenal year. 2.19 ERA, 10-2 record. He is an all-star. Jesse Crane, 2.38 ERA. He is one of those setup guys that Chicago has. He does a great job. Cleveland, Justin Masterson. They're slipping. This is why they won't be around later. Their top starting pitcher's ERA, 3.92. 5-7 record, and their number one relief pitcher, Vinny Pastano, 1.91. Cleveland somehow, and they've won three games in a row, by the way, has hung in there to be only two games back in the Central. The Detroit Tigers are one game under 500 with maybe the best right-hand starter in baseball, Justin Verlander. 2.58, his record's only 9-5. And Brian Villarreal, 1.61 ERA out of the bullpen. Kansas City, I'm not even going to talk about them. Minnesota, I got to talk about Scott Diamond. Scott Diamond should have made the All-Star team instead of Joe Mauer. Yeah, I know all you people like Joe Mauer because he's white and he's good looking and he's, you know.
He's great hair.
Yeah, he's got great hair. He uses Head and Shoulders because he doesn't want flakes, okay? Whatever. Scott Diamond's having a better year. He's got a 2.63 ERA in Minnesota and a 7-3 record. And they have a really good relief pitcher out of the bullpen, Alex Burnett, who has a 1.77 record. The Texas Rangers, Matt Harrison, 11-4, 3.10. Robbie Ross out of the bullpen, 0.99. L.A., this is probably your best right-hander. He's probably better than Verlander. Maybe not over, you know, maybe not over a period of years. But Jared Weaver, what a year he's having, Roy. He's 9-1, has a 2.13 ERA. And guess what? Ernesto Friere for the L.A. Halos has not given up an earned run this year. 0.00. Oakland, they got a kid named Jared Parker. He's a rookie. 2.46 ERA, 5-3 record. Ryan Cook, 1.50. They do have some good pitching, but guess where they got a lot of it from? Their trade with who? The Washington. Yep, we're going to be back, Roy, here in a minute. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. Hey, dude, well, I mean, I'm the man, 'cause I'm